Chapter 2.
Well, Charity said, it's broken.
You think? I asked. The light touch of her fingers on my nose was less than pleasant, but I didn't twitch or make any sounds of discomfort while she examined me. It's a guy thing. At least it isn't out of place, Michael said, knocking snow off of his boots. Getting it set back is the sort of thing you don't mind forgetting. Find anything? I asked him. The big man nodded his head and set a sheathed broadsword in a corner against the wall. Michael was only a couple of inches shorter than me and a lot more muscular. He had dark hair and a short beard, both of them peppered with silver, and wore blue jeans, work boots, and a blue and white flannel shirt. That corpse is still there. It's mostly a burned mess, but it didn't dissolve. Yeah, I said. Fairies aren't holy beings of the spirit world. They leave corpses behind. Michael grunted. Other than that, there were footprints, but that's about it. No sign that these goat things were still around. He glanced into the dining room, where the carpenter children were gathered at the table, talking excitedly and munching the pizza their father had been out picking up when the attack occurred. The neighbors think the light show must have come from a blown transformer. That's as good an excuse as any, I said. I thank God no one was hurt, he said. For him, it wasn't just an expression. He meant it, literally. It came of being a devout Catholic, and maybe from toting around a holy sword with one of the nails from the crucifixion wrought into the blade. He shook himself and gave me a short smile. And you, of course, Harry. Thank Daniel, Molly, and Charity, I said. I just kept our visitors busy. Your family is who got the little ones to safety, and Charity did all the actual smiting. Michael's eyebrows went up, and he turned his gaze on his wife. Did she now? Charity's cheeks turned pink. She briskly swept up the various tissues and cloths I'd bloodied and carried them out of the room to be burned in the lit fireplace in the living room. In my business, you don't ever want samples of your blood, your hair, or your fingernail clippings lying around for someone else to find. I gave Michael the rundown of the fight while she was gone. My nail gun? He asked, grinning, as Charity came back into the kitchen. How did you know it was a fairy?
I didn't, she said. I just grabbed what was at hand.
We got lucky, I said. Michael arched an eyebrow at me. I scowled at him. Not every good thing that happens is divine intervention, Michael. True, Michael said. But I prefer to give him the credit unless I have a good reason to believe otherwise. It seems more polite than the other way around. Charity came to stand at her husband's side. Though they were both smiling and speaking lightly about the attack, I noticed that they were holding hands very tightly, and Charity's eyes kept drifting over toward the children, as if to reassure herself that they were still there and safe.